This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Indian Space Research Organization successfully launched the Earth Observation Satellite and also SR-0 DemoSat Passenger Satellite successfully. This is the third development flight of SSLV, and it has proved that India is capable of sending micro-mini and nano-satellites. All the three stages of the launch vehicle were successful and efficiently executed. Both the satellites have been injected into a 475-kilometer circular orbit, and the solar panels have been deployed. They are being tracked by the different ground stations of ISRO. Our correspondent reports that SSLV D3 took off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center Sriharikota in style exactly at 9:17 hours this morning. The 34-meter-long rocket soared into space, piercing the grey skies amidst the whistles and claps of the onlookers at the ISRO Center and those at the viewing gallery. School children and onlookers were excited to watch the launch. The objective of the mission will be to successfully test the avionic systems and also provide a classic base for futuristic missions of the Indian space industry. The payloads of the SSLV D3 will provide accurate details for a global navigation satellite system and will send infrared images during day and night for applications like surveillance, disaster monitoring, fire detection, volcanic activities and industrial and power plant disasters. It will also be used for calculation of ocean surface winds, soil moistures, cryosphere applications over Himalayan region, flood deduction and inland water body detection. The satellite will be active over a period of 1 year. In his address after the successful launch, Somnath, Chairman ISRO, said that the development of new launch vehicles D1, D2 and D3 have increased the confidence levels of scientists of ISRO to look out for more new avenues in space technology. The developmental flight, which was launched today, was developed in a short period of time by a dedicated team of ISRO scientists. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for state assembly polls this afternoon. The commission is expected to announce the poll schedule for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Along with Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir, assembly elections are due in Maharashtra and Jharkhand as well. Recently, a team of Election Commission visited Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana to review preparation for upcoming assembly polls. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow in protest of the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and the subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body said in a statement that outpatient departments, OPDs, will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. However, essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting was organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal this morning. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among other prominent leaders, also paid their tributes. Sweden reported its first mpox case yesterday, a day after the World Health Organization, WHO, declared the infection a global public health emergency. With this, Sweden has also become the first country outside the African continent to report the more contagious strain of mpox virus. The patient is believed to have contracted the virus during a visit to a region in Africa currently experiencing a major outbreak of mpox clade 1. In tennis, Alexander Zverev of Germany has become the first player to earn 50 tour-level wins this season after defeating Karen Khachanov at the Cincinnati Open last night. Zverev beat Khachanov in straight sets for an opening win at the ATP Masters 1000 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.